Appreciate you hunting, 73. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 8 OBU. Testing before the 5 o'clock net. Testing before the 5 o'clock APRSC net.
Yeah, my pleasure. I copy this 3-3. Let me confirm your call sign one more time. Whiskey 4, Whiskey Delta, Quebec.
Delta,
I thought I heard you say that on the last one. Whiskey 4, Whiskey Delta, Kilo. We got you that time. Thanks a lot. 73.
If Jeff turns it on his side, we should be going out on 147.280. He handles the linking of the repeaters as far as the VHF and UHF. I just linked to the UHF ones.
Okay, understood. I was wondering, I was messing around a couple weeks ago, and I can get into the 147.280 pretty well, so I can use that for an alternate if needed. KD or HB?
Yeah, that's in Lansing. It's got 5 remote receive sites. It's very underused repeater. I don't know if Jeff's out here or if Jeff's listening, maybe he'll speak up. But all right, I'll be monitoring. Here's over you.
Unfortunately, that's a state of loss repeater.
This is KDRHP, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. KDON from KDRHP. My schedule isn't going to allow me to attend on Tuesday. Just FYI, KDRHP.
You took a little bit of a pay there. Did you say you will not be available Tuesday?
Roger, roger.
Copy that. We'll miss you. And get your number to somebody.
Okay. Sounds awesome. But, yeah, I wish I could be there. Work's been pretty crazy. And they double booked me a couple meetings. And we're doing, they're implementing Oracle. So, been dealing with that too, so a lot going on for me up there or at work. So, anyways, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo standing by for pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
PRD is is somebody doing a test to me?
No, we're doing an amateur radio public service coordinate at 5 o'clock. We're currently linked to HF. When you link to HF, the squelch stays open the entire time. Okay, so either you got two choices. Go to a different frequency, check into the net, or it'll listen. Actually, it's three choices, and it'll be you.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you wish to check into the pre-net, you may also do so. If you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeaters, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call Canadian or HB. Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. District 6 is up this week, and WG USA will be a net control station. However, I am taking pre-net check-ins. If you wish to do so, please call.
Kilo 8, this is Juliet Bravo Delta.
Kilo 8. Juliet Bravo Delta. Good copy, Jim. Hope you're doing well. KDRHB.
KDRHB, KJBD. Doing great. Just sitting here waiting to check in on Region 5 for DMR. KJBD.
All right, very good, Jim. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Anyone else wishing to check in to the pre-net, please call KDRHB. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet and you wish to do so, please call KD8RHB. Or if you're listening via the UHF and VHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network, you may also check in at this time. Please call KD8RHB. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Yes, what, Max?
I just had my headphones off for a moment. I think we picked up KHADD. Is there anyone else?
Negative. Just Jim so far.
Roger, so we've got four at the moment.
Right, correct.
Thank you very much. KDA 2
K88RHB. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, UHF and VHF repeaters, you may also check in. Please call K88RHB.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. I'm a pretty new ham, so I'm just looking around.
Give me that call one more time, New Ham, and I appreciate you checking in. This is K88RHB.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. You're coming in at a 5-8 in Michigan.
All right, very good. Why don't you hang out with us today, and for our net, it'll be starting here at the top of the hour, and you can tell us a little bit more about yourself. How's that sound?
Good to hear.
All right, you're fifth on the list right now, so looking forward to it. This is K88RHB taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you wish to check in, please call.
WDAQ USA, thanks, Brett, for doing the pre-net. You got a roster for me, over.
Ready, copy.
Ready, over.
Myself, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Charlie Papa, over.
Okay, got the list, thank you. I really appreciate those pre-nets, it really helped. Okay, thank you. Am I correct? The recent District 6 says it today, over.
Yeah, that's affirmative.
Roger, you are patrolman. I'll stand by. Thank you, Brett. WDAQ USA. All right,
Roger. You said you're going to take it, Joe?
Yep, Roger, Roger. Roger, Roger.
Clear. KDRHB.
Brett, keep calling the pre-net continue.
WDAQ USA, over. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, it's clear. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Still taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet, please call.
Whiskey 9, Mike Sierra Kilo.
Whiskey 9. Mike, Sierra Kilo, correct?
Roger, Roger. Section manager for Indiana.
Oh, wonderful. Good to have you aboard. We can around for comments. We start the net at the top of the hour, and we can move
time,
up to
we
the
have
top.
Our net at 5 o'clock, and I was just checking out the setup.
Okay. Got you in there. If you can hang out, and we'll let you have it at the top of the hour.
Roger, Roger. I'm going to have to say 73s to jump over to our net.
Oh, okay. Understood. Well, thanks for stopping in then. Thanks for appreciate that. This is KDRHB. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Thanks for pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening via the UHF and VHF Central Michigan Emergency Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call K88RHB. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet and you wish to do so, please call. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Got you in there. Good signal. This is KD8RHB. Thanks for checking in.
I'm
working
portable
in Sterling,
Space
Mountain here.
I just
lost into
my antenna
on
the back of the fifth row,
vertical
antenna, Greg.
Well, it's doing a great job. Great job. I was there last year, and that's a nice, pretty nice facility.
All right, we'll be listening
at NADFTV. All right, thanks for checking in. KD8RHB.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, and we'll just be in and out tonight, Brad.
All right, Dale, I got you in there. KDRWE, thanks for checking in. I got you in and out. Have a good day, Dale.
Roger.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw County on the link.
Kilo Charlie 8. Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Got you in there, Ron. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you.
KD8RHB, WJ Joe Trail.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. KD8RHB.
My clock says it's time. Over?
Yeah, Roger. I picked up a few more stations. Over?
I got a total of 9. If that's what you got, I got the rods over.
I'm at 10, over. Are you copying me?
Yeah, you're good readable. Start with after KHJBD, over.
All right, after KHJBD, I got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. Then I have Whiskey 9, Mike Sierra Kilo, the section manager for Indiana. He was in and out. Then November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, and then Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. and Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Over.
Okay, I have it. That's what I thought. So I'll assume control of that. Thank you. Over.
All yours, Joe. KDNRH, be clear.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is the Sunday session of the Michigan Amateur Robert Public Service Cornet. That is open to all stations interested in emergency communications, whether it be Skywatch, like these areas, the Red Cross, or other associated programs. All stations are welcome. We conduct this net every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. During the winter, usually on 7Q32, but summer conditions have been favorable for 40, by and large, so we're on this frequency today. Be advised if QRM gets too difficult, we'll move either up or down a KC or two as conditions dictate. Also, you may check in by the Central Michigan Lake Computer System. Those check-ins are also encouraged. So on the pre-net group we have, and I'm going with all that script, by the way, I guess I need a new one, so we got to see to that. I have the following stations already logged that need not check in again. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Austin November. November 8, Bravo Austin Unicorn. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. November 9, Mike Sierra Kilo Station closed. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. Station closed. And Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Uniform Foxtrot. These stations not need check in again, but additional stations for the net. Over. Okay, all stations stand by. We're going to make a selection. Stand by. All stations go up to 7.228. I say again, all stations go move up to 7.228, 7.228. We'll continue there, CBD USA out. Oh.
My name is Jim, and I'm the ECRO for Washtenaw County. In terms of the MCOM front, I will be activating the amateur radio portion of Washtenaw County's EOC on the 27th in support of the Fermi 24 exercise. And so I'll be sitting down there waiting around for somebody to give me a yell and see where it goes from there. Other than that, on a personal front, I picked up a AIO XB. I did have a 17-meter Moxon home-built job that I built. Really, really loved it. And it finally disintegrated because of UV, so I picked up one of those KIO hexanes on 20 meters and 17. Those are the two I really, really like to play DX on. And I... Other than that, there's another club of another completely different kind of activity that I belong to. It has a big multi-state event coming up. And I'm helping to sort of get that set up and running and work on that one, see how that goes. So it's been busy, but not too bad. Retired wife is pretty good. Mostly doing what I want to do, but nothing perfect. So only on the occasion do I have to end up doing something I'm really not excited about doing. Other than that, things are going well here, and good to hear you on the net on R5, Joe. And with that, I'll kick it back to you. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
Okay, good enough, James. That's a nice report. And yeah, freezing drive Oxycom events were quite good. I was very surprised at that. They've been bad for so long, but today was an exception. Just phenomenal bank conditions today. And good luck on Tuesday. Maybe we'll hear you. Maybe we won't, but I suspect we're anywhere. For sure we'll be on DMR on Region 5 Oxycom and perhaps on 40. But we'll see. At any rate, thank you, sir. And I'll break with you. Let's see if any OBU is back. It's all your transmission. Over.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry. I was trying to sneak up on a ladder and change the battery in my weather station while you guys were talking. Apparently you guys changed frequencies while I was on the ladder and I didn't catch it, so that's my bad. But nothing new going on here other than changing the battery in my weather station. So you guys take care and I'll be listening. And it'll be you.
Okay, and happy birthday to you, sir, if I heard correctly. And for James, I forgot to mention, yeah, retired wife is great. You can do what you want to do, but there are times when you're doing stuff you don't want to, but they're rare. You can choose not to do that. All right, very good. That ended OBU. Thanks for your comments. Watch it up there in the ladder, and my goodness, there's a hammock devoted. Change your battery in my weather station, too, about a couple of weeks ago, and oh, did I hate doing that. Roof work. Can't stand it. Not at my age. And anyway, so this is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We have about halfway down the list, so we're looking for any additional check-ins. If you'd like to call in, do so now. Over.
KEAP on recheck.
Okay, stand by, Max. We'll pick you up. Any other check-ins? All right,
I'll be
heard. Max, over.
Roger, thank you, James. And just one thing I haven't written down in my notes here. There is no net, just as a reminder, there is no net next weekend due to the holiday weekend. I hope everybody has an enjoyable Labor Day weekend. With that, back to Matt, KEAP1.
Okay, that's right,
Matt.
I probably should expect you that, but thank you for confirming it. No net next week. All right, very good. Let's see here. KFA, Bravo Charlie Papa. Sir, you're up. Your name, please, for the log, and stand by NSB.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. Well, I have a couple of things to say. You can call me Nico, first of all. I'm a 15-year-old ham that has a U.S. license. And but I've been operating in Greece for the last couple months. But I'm happy to announce that I'm finally moved to Michigan. I'll be starting school tomorrow, and I'm very happy to be in America and getting out on the radio. For some more stuff on what I've been doing, I've been very interested in amateur sets. So I have a big plan for the end of the year to hopefully do some ISS contacts. So yesterday I built myself a UHF Yagi, and I'm going to be working on the VHF one. Yeah, so I got a lot of things going on. I've been very busy. Back to that.
Where are you going to school?
I will be... I'll be going to, oh god, my brain is just shut off tonight. Okay. Give me a minute. Stevenson.
Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck with your studies, and welcome to the state. You'll love it. When we reach November through March or April, you might not. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you will be. So I wish you a great luck. Feel free to check in. We're here every Sunday except for the next one upcoming Labor Day weekend, but we're here at 5 p.m. Eastern. Usually every Sunday, usually on either 7232 or 3932. So please, you're welcome to check in anytime, and welcome. And I appreciate you checking in. Nice strong signal, by the way. All right, we'll break with you, and let's see. November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, you're up, and stand by KC YDF. That ain't SPE, your comments, over. Alright, well, we'll come back to them, if I remember, which I think I will. KC8YVF, your comments, stand by Charlie, over.
This is KC8YVF, ACRO for Saginaw County. Last Thursday was our Aries training for the August month. It was our get back to training month because we gave them July off. We do normally a picnic. We get everybody together, get a bite to eat. The Aries group provides the hot dogs and that, and then we have a dish to pass for everybody. We had some ice cream left over from our club meeting, so we had that for dessert, and then we do a movie afterwards. Usually it's some sort of emergency preparedness type of movie, something in that line, but we strayed a little bit this year. Everybody's been wanting to do the 1980s movie Airplane, so we got a good chuckle out of that one. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, and we had a good time, so we had a good turnout for it. A lot of good eats in that. Next month we'll be having our training at our 911 center, activating, getting that ready to go for the SCT. So hopefully we'll have some information from Max to pass along at that meeting next month. So that's what I got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KC8YVF.
Okay, good enough,
KC8YVF.
Appreciate you checking in. Thanks for your report today. Consistently good readable signal. Well, I'm going to say Lima Charlie. Loud and clear, and thanks for checking in with us. All right, let's go to Charlie. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if NHSBE came back. Your comments if you're here, over. All right, well, we'll try and hear in a little bit. WDNHB, Charlie, thanks for hearing your comments for the over.
Yeah, good evening, Joe, and everybody on the ARPSCNet, this is WDH, Alpha X-Ray Bravo, Charlie in the little town of Vicksburg, south of Kalamazoo, in Kalamazoo County. Good signals today all around, a little bit of odd fading. It, fades for about 30 seconds, and then it pops up good for 2 minutes, and then you take a fade again, but at least I'm hearing everybody. And Max is again loud this weekend, and he was loud to me last weekend. Nice to hear Max when he's loud. not much new in ham radio over here. Planning on going camping, and passing by you probably Friday morning, Joe, on our way up to Hesperia, the place where we usually end up camping this time of year. And I know that I'll be going along with KC8BRO, Shane. So, and hopefully we can get Ken. I was hoping he'd check in today, too. So, thanks for running the net, Joe, and I will. WD8AHB.
Okay, Charlie, WDAXP in the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Clint. That's very good. Yeah, we're heading up north starting Thursday, and so we'll all really have a head start on you. You're going up Friday. And we won't be back until the 8th or 9th of September, and going up to Strait State Park, and then Petoskey State Park, and Lord knows where, maybe even one day on Mackinac Island, don't know yet, but we'll have to see. One last to the bridge walk, so, which, by the way, there's a lot of planning going to that, my goodness. I guess once the walk is over, they start planning for the next one, so I can only imagine what a big deal that is. So, all right, Charlie, we'll safe travels to you. Say hello to Ken and Jane. I haven't heard them in a while, and I wish them well as well. So, take care. All right, we'll break with you. Let's see if any of SBE came back. Your comments, over. Okay, nothing heard. That brings us down to the list as I have it. This is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, WDUSA, Kent County, and that's control, District 6. Looking for any additional check-ins to the land. Over. Any relays, over. Okay, nothing heard. Any additional comments before we close, over? All right, nothing heard. Well, I'd like to wish everyone a happy and safe Labor Day weekend coming up here next weekend. Stay safe. Always be aware of your surroundings and don't become a statistic. And I wish you all safe journeys if you're going. And if not, use the opportunity to rest and relax and because we all know what's coming. And Bravo Zulu, and congratulations to all of you who put in your time to commute emergency services work, and take care until we meet again. K8D1, I have a report for you, sir. Over.
WDUSA K8D1,
I wasn't good, readable with a little tape. Okay, message number 123, routine. Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. No check given, location X-ray. Today's date to your station, break.
Can I have the roster?
Okay, it'll be stations, figures 11. Travis, figure 1. Time will be 25 minutes, break. Sign at WDUSA control, and over.
Give me the first number again, please.
11, figures 11, over. The 11th station's on the roster, over. Hello, Max, where'd you go? Well, I hope it's not where I went. K-E-A-D-O-N, W-D-U-S-A, is your ball of fuse, over? Alright, nothing heard. K-E-A-R-H-B, are you still up, Sergeant, over?
Yeah, Roger, and I just got a text from Max. He said to tell you thanks, and his radio just shut down, so he's all set.
Alright, you're good, sir, thank you, and again, thanks for your help today. Please echo my net close. WDUSA closing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet for August 25. A reminder there is no net next week. The net is now closed. Out.
This is Bravo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. The Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet is now closed, and there is no net next weekend. This is K8RHB. Out.
73 from QO Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. Thank you guys for chatting.
Yeah, K8RHB, N8SBE. I guess I missed my call up.
Ah, man, N8SBE. I was wondering, Joe was net control station. you're booming at my station here, but evidently you couldn't hear him. So, yeah, you got a really good signal out there at the out there at Sterling State Park. Over.
I thought maybe that was the case. I could not hear Joe Holden, and it turns out when you guys moved up about 2KC, you put off me right on top of some 30 out here. I've got the auto notch turned in, but it doesn't really quite clean it up completely. Go ahead. Okay. Well, yeah, I got a little bit of, I got my notch to try to get most of that out of there, but I can hear that. But yeah, you're, I got a good signal on you at my CTH here in Battle Creek. Over.
Oh, okay, all right, that's great, thanks. Thank you. I'm going to actually be on 80 later this evening, running a net from here, so we're going to see how well that works. All right, what time and what net? It's an Elecraft 80 meter single side band net, and it starts at 9 p.m. on 3803. 80 meter single side band Elecraft net on 3803. Over.
Roger,
roger.
9 p.m. Eastern time on 80, go ahead.
It's 2100, okay. Hey, I was curious, how long are you going to be camping over at Sterling?
We're doing okay. I mean, we've got the fifth wheel over here, so we're in a full hookup, and we're going to be here through, we're going to be leaving on Tuesday.
Okay. Have you heard the steel mill do its pressure release in the middle of the night?
Yes, we did one time when we were here before, and I thought, oh man, what is going on, and I checked up to go investigate, and then I realized that it was coming from the plant over there.
Yeah, that happened to my wife and I. Same thing. We had a spot right on the water, right on the beach there, and it was about, I don't remember, maybe quarter after 12 in the morning. And all of a sudden, this horrible noise comes across, and we didn't know what, first time there, we never, didn't know anything about it, and we weren't sure, and it was pretty crazy. But anyways, when we went to dump before we left, they, I talked to someone there at the station, and he frequents the place there. And he told us what it was, but that was pretty intense. It was so loud. Over.
Like I said, it certainly woke me up, and it got me up to investigate what was going on. And then I realized, you know, what it was. But yeah, I guess I thought something had exploded in the RV.
Wow. Yeah, we didn't. We had no idea.
And it'll be you.